Danger.
All range mode.
How's it going? This is the All Range Mode. This is season 1, episode 10. We reached double digits, guys. How's it feel?
Yeah.
So we have a special guest today, the winner of our song guessing contest, Fano De Luca. Mr. Fano.
Hello. Congratulations. Thank you for being here, sir.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And on Fano's right, we've got Dan.
I'm back.
And we've got Chad.
Hello.
Mr. Doug.
Hey.
And it's me, Joe, so
hey,
how's it going? So,
you gotta watch out for that.
So, I don't have much to talk about other than we're gonna see how our special guest feels about some recent topics. But first, did you guys do anything other than that? Boring week for everybody?
I saw a Looper.
Oh, how was that?
I've seen that movie.
It was
as
awesome.
Well.
Didn't you like it?
I did like it.
The only thing I didn't like was the face makeup on.
Yeah, it was a little different. It was
cool in the scene where he was with Bruce Willis. Like, did you guys know that they JGL they put makeup on his face to make him look like Bruce Willis?
I didn't think he was in the movie when I first saw him. Like,
oh, you?
I didn't think it was him.
Yeah, it was crazy.
What is that nose?
But he doesn't really
just
good
doesn't look like
Bruce Willis, hey? Like
it looked cool when he was next to Bruce Willis, but I just for the rest of it, I didn't like it because I know what he looks like.
And oh my
the whole
god!
Time, I'm like,
for some reason,
oh.
I thought you were talking about Jumper. I was going to say, is Hayden Christensen good?
No.
Side note,
okay, Looper.
Side note, he's terrible.
All around.
Yeah, he's terrible. But yeah,
are we sure the mic's plugged in this time?
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
that happened. Yeah, we lost like 10 minutes. That's okay.
I've seen Wii U, but I don't know if we should wait for games.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, let's wait for games.
I guess we should wait for movies. That's something I did this week that I like.
Well, we can jump into
Sarah. Sarah thinks he's going to win an Oscar for best makeup.
No.
No way.
No fucking way.
Well, think about
that's everybody's
what usually
issue
means.
The
what
Hobbit
usually wins best
the
makeup?
The Hobbit.
Lord of the Rings.
You think the
Hobbit
dwarves will win?
Oh, God, yeah.
Aren't the Oscars before, like in the middle of December, though, or they do them in February?
February.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so
March?
We'll get attacked.
Yeah, February, March.
It's always, yeah, it's February.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, usually makeup goes to, like, people who don't have excessive makeup on. They just kind of look like they're part of that time period.
Honestly, like
that.
Lord of the Rings.
Reading all the reviews and listening to the reviews of that movie, their biggest issue was the fact that his face looked weird.
I think it's redundant.
A lot of people liked it, though.
Well, it's they took a good risk, but it was a little
I don't understand
weird
why that's important. They can, it, you
yeah,
know, like,
I
they set up that the okay, this is him in the past, this is him in the future. That's fine. Why is it important that they...
At all.
That he has to
why does that matter at all?
It doesn't affect the story that he looks like him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You might have had the odd person be like, he doesn't look like him at all.
Hey, everybody, it's really hot in this room. I'm taking my shirt off.
Dan just mimed that he was hot. It was like the most disgusting mime I've ever seen in my life.
He was cooling me down.
He just pulled a weird face and started fanning himself.
It was hot.
What? You can say it's hot.
Yeah, I don't need everybody to know. It's warm.
But you made sure Chad was watching you. You like nudged him.
Hey,
you're like,
hey, oh. Chad.
And nobody can hear me miming now, but
it's like he was warning Chad that the heat is coming, so get ready to take your sweater off.
Coming off, boys.
Sorry. Anyway, so yeah, and I haven't seen that movie. If you're an avid listener, you'll know. Generally, I will watch sci-fi like a long time down the road.
Yeah,
I don't really watch it while it's current. Which will come up.
Prometheus already, right?
Oh my god, for 2 weeks. 2 weeks straight we talked about Prometheus.
I don't know.
We gotta
personally, as a listener, don't know why you talked about it for 2 weeks.
I love that movie. Okay, so that's
I love the idea of that movie and the ideas that they said in the commentary that I trust is true. But it wasn't in the movie. That stuff was not in the movie.
Yeah, but it's how you perceive it, and then
yeah,
you know, you go into the commentary and see like what the intent was, things
yeah
like that.
You guys had mentioned that. You spoiled it for yourselves by knowing that it was a prequel to Alien.
Well, anybody who uses the internet.
Yeah,
know
see,
that.
I Well, I use the internet. I'm an internet fan. No, I saw it a while back, but I kind of saw it on a whim. And I wanted to see the movie, but I didn't like IMDb it or anything. And was like, in mid-theater, I was like, this is awesome.
Oh, you didn't know it was an alien?
No.
I didn't know.
Nice. I knew really Congratulations. Shot, but that it was, been... yeah, it was awesome. It was the best part of the movie. And yeah, to me, that was awesome, but there were just other flaws, obviously.
Yeah. Is there anything else, like other parts of the show that you can think of where you completely disagreed or like we, I don't know, we talked about things?
Do you want to do that top one right now?
We
could. We're in movies.
Yeah, yeah, we could. Well, there's... we've been doing some top fives on the show, and Fano's been given the opportunity to name like a number one for our various topics. So I don't know if we can do them in chronological order because I don't remember. Actually, yeah, the first one was game that
nobody knows.
That nobody knows is good, but we are giving it our endorsement. We're thinking it's very good. So what's your top one
there? The Misadventures of PB Winterbottom.
I have that.
That game is incredible. Outside of like people I know who are avid gamers, like the casual gamer that hasn't played it, it's awesome.
Yeah, solving those puzzles was
it's good.
So rewarding.
And it's cheap too. I think it's like $2.75 on the arcade.
Wow.
Arcade. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I really like that game.
I saw it somewhere. No. Maybe I'm wrong.
I watched Tim play it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's tough. That was a tough, like, more difficult than Braid.
The crazy thing about that game, yeah, and that's what it was kind of told me to check out Braid as well. Tim told me to.
Oh, yeah.
But the, like, while you're playing the game, you see yourself, like, in the past doing a past mission that you, like, mission one.
Yeah.
Like, it's the silhouette of you doing mission one in the background because you've traveled in time. It's insane. Like you're
in Peabottom?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you beaten it?
I beat the campaign, Peabottom. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
PB Winterbottom.
PB. See, yeah, you know what?
Peabottom.
I downloaded that game and I think the fact that the community, and by community I mean like this round table here, wasn't into it as much, it just lost relevance for me.
Right.
Because nobody else was trying to get the achievements.
Yeah.
I stopped trying.
I can see that.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I got pretty far.
I have like 160, I think.
I beat it.
So any of our top fives, yours. Did you play any of those games because of a recommendation?
No, most of them aren't for any system that I have. So
you have Xbox, correct?
I can't remember what...
Did you play Mirror's Edge?
You told...
I have Mirror's Edge if you want
to play. Yeah, I've played Mirror's Edge. That game's awesome.
Enslaved is like $9 at Walmart. Buy that fucking game.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's good.
Yeah, that game's good.
Yeah, mine were mostly...
I've played it. I haven't beaten it, but I've played it.
Oh, okay.
So there was no... We weren't able to help you with that?
There was a game that Tim told me about that you guys had mentioned. It's the one where it's narrated that I stopped to play.
Bastion.
That one's gonna be. That's a game that.
That's a solid game. That was last year's Summer of Arcade.
That'll be cheap.
Yeah, Tim was like raving about it, and I was kind of just give it a backseat because sometimes Tim's retarded. Yeah.
It's the best game I've ever played.
Yeah,
because every game is the best game.
That is Tim Klein. I get shit for that too with all the guys I play with from Ohio.
It's
every
the best
game I play. They're like, "What do you think of it?" And I'm like,
"It's the best game I've ever played."
I say it's a good game. I never say it's the best game, but they're always like. That's
we're all
joke.
Guilty of that, though.
No, but...
We all, like,
the one I don't like the most, I know we're all guilty for it, yeah, but of all time, whenever...
It's the best game of all time.
It's phenomenal. My mistake, all the time, it's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
But
it's like such a nerd.
My old boss at AB Games used to say that all the time.
I think
is that what you called
the best? That's the best thing about gaming is that when you go see a movie, they'll always make remakes of stuff, and you're like, oh, whatever, it's better than the original.
Try not to slam the table like that. Yeah.
So with gaming, like, they try and do stuff that hasn't been done. So to you, it's new, and it gets you, you know? You're just like, oh, this hasn't been done. This is incredible. So, yeah, it is phenomenal. Yeah.
I wonder what happened.
I really do. Chad's really excited.
Chad's raping Kyle.
So do you guys want to keep going? We'll keep going through.
Are we still doing what we did this week? Or, like, are we still doing that? Like,
yeah, you can jump in. Did we miss something?
Oh, well, I picked up a few games.
Oh, we'll talk about it. We'll do that through games.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got your music one queued up, but what was next on the list? What was our next top five?
Oh, my brother's getting married!
Hey!
Awakens.
There you go.
Get that's married.
Yeah.
I remember what it was. Because we talked.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
I'm going to be honest. That's
fucking exciting.
I thought he was married.
I'll shake his hand.
Well, while we do that, actually, you guys.
Oh, announcements, sure.
Yeah, I'm having a kid.
Holy shit!
Yes. Congratulations, man!
Baby Avery on the way, 3 months.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
That's my brother's niece. Or what? My niece. My brother's daughter.
Yeah.
Avery. His name something, is Avery. Something's happening.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's dude, crazy.
The best fucking
crazy.
I had an out of body experience where the dumbest fucking thing I ever did was fucking as we're learning the
sex without condoms.
Sex, no. As we're learning the sex of baby, because I fucking really wanted a boy. My whole thing was like, I can't really teach a girl the things that I know.
Yeah.
Right. I was thinking, well, sure, that's every man's thing. Like, you know.
Everybody wants a boy.
And then we're in the fucking the ultrasound room, and she's like, "Yeah, it's a girl." She's like. And my girlfriend was like, "What's the matter?" I'm like, "Oh, nothing."
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't really care. But it didn't really matter that much. Like, I wasn't trying to be an ass. And she's like, "Oh, fucking
no." Yeah, you're a girl. You're,
yeah.
Hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. The cool thing about like having a daughter is that, you know, she'll be your daughter for 20 years.
Yeah.
Your son, it's like when your son's 13, you're not picking him up and giving him a hug and kissing him in front of all his friends. Like Lena, I can be like that with her for a long time, yeah, you know, right. Where I can have her as my daughter, you know?
My whole thing was, I could still kind of, my whole thing was like, I want to teach her to play sports. Like, I want to be able to do stuff with them.
Girls can play sports.
Girls can. The only thing I kind of like scared about is that if she doesn't like Star Wars, if she doesn't like watching movies, because my girlfriend doesn't watch movies.
Who doesn't like watching movies?
My girlfriend falls asleep like 5 minutes in every movie.
She will like it.
She yeah. will like
buy
it.
Her a lightsaber for like. A
oh yeah, like I'm gonna afford. I'm gonna force her to do
if
it.
If you're adamant about it, she
yeah.
will love it.
Yeah,
look at
yeah.
it this way. She's gonna be like 8 or 9 when episode 9 comes out.
And you always hear the stories about kids rebelling on their parents and stuff, but that's only the parents who force like math.
Yeah,
or like I'm a lawyer yeah. and it runs to the family. Like forcing Star Wars, yeah. your kids will love
when
that.
You guys were little kids. Everything that your parents did was the coolest thing. Like. Any show that they watched seemed interesting.
Yeah.
Anything that they were into seemed interesting to me because they were, yeah,
running around screaming "fuck."
Well, yeah. I mean, that's
if you're into it and yeah. and she sees you're into it, she'll be into it.
Like that's the only reason why I like the terrible Toronto Maple Leafs because my dad does. They're shit. Like everything about them is like don't like this team.
Yeah,
but my dad loves them, so I'm like, yeah, I fucking love this team.
So that's pretty amazing.
That was
married.
A strange like yeah. coincidence.
Yeah. So
and then first, just kind of
the Avery, if we didn't make ourselves clear on that, so Chad's brother had a daughter about a year ago.
Yeah.
Named Avery, December. And now we just got the announcement that your brother's getting married yeah. to the to. Avery's mom, right? What's her name?
Jessica.
So congratulations,
Joyce. Joyce.
What do you guys call him? Fats.
Fat.
Call him Fat. Just,
congratulations, Fat and Joyce. Jess.
I called him Fat forever, and then he started calling me Fat Kid.
And then and now and Fano announced, you know, to us that's
having awesome.
A daughter, and Fano's daughter is also named Avery. So awesome. Congratulations to you both.
Universe collides.
Yeah. So let's jump back into it. Our second top five. What, do you guys remember what it was?
No.
Second top five
movies
was props.
That
leave.
Props. No, no, no. Oh, props.
No, it wasn't. It was movies.
I wasn't there for props. I've done.
Oh yeah, movies.
Movies that we liked.
Do props first liked. Because there'll be such an uproar for.
Okay, so
the uproar.
Yeah, let's. We'll save the movie one for last. So why don't so we do favorite replica or props or something?
Prop would be a life size. Frozen Carbonite Han Solo. Oh,
see,
ooh,
and when nice. People like are like, "Oh, that's awesome!" Like, oh.
See, but like, that's really close to just like having a Harrison Ford statue.
Yeah,
like
I was, and especially with the daughter, like. staring yeah. at that thing.
I was a little bit self-conscious about my number one was Vader's hand. Like
yeah, that
Darth
be,
Vader's
yeah.
hand. I think I edited it out, but I made a joke about how I would use it to jerk off.
did you guys see the video I posted on the Orange Mode of the portal gun? No.
Yes.
The levitation. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
awesome.
That is really cool.
Would be something that I would like to.
Dude, that's totally doable. Did you see they released the mini replica? It's only $60.
Yeah.
That's affordable. I'm really considering buying it.
By the way, I'm pretty sure Doug said this in that episode, but you want an R2-D2?
The life size.
They make them.
No, no, I want the life size one that follows me around.
There's one.
There is one.
Yeah.
What's that? What can it do, though? Yeah. Run around the house?
Tim showed me this, like, 4 years ago. It's a projector. It has, like, speakers, an iPod dock. You can...
Does it play Blu-rays?
I don't know. It wasn't that expensive, either. But, yeah, it's just, like, this little R2, and they come in, like, other colors, too. There was...
R4?
Probably.
That'd be sweet.
But there was, like, there's this... You can tell commands and stuff to do, but you can also train it to go to places.
It's a Furby.
Like, you can press, okay, so you would, like, start training or whatever, and then you would kind of control it and make it go forward, and then it would follow that pattern no matter
where
it was.
So you'd, like, build logic for it, and then it would just follow that same logic.
So, like, it's like the room. You could send it into the kitchen, and if someone was in the kitchen, you'd be like, hey, give R2 a beer. And then it would come back.
That's swear to that's God. That's pretty just, much what I expect
it,
of it.
I'll find it for you and I'll put it on.
Post on the site.
I'll post it. But when I saw it, I was amazed too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So the I was a little bit self conscious about the fact that I wanted the hand, but you want an entire life size Han Solo.
Yeah, I would want in like in a dream reality where I have a separate house,
a warehouse to walk.
If you made it into like I put the hot. The bag end door as one of mine.
Yeah, that's practical though.
Han Solo as a door.
It is. It really is. I think
turn his hand walk in.
That's amazing too.
You know, a funny thing listening back to that episode is we're all talking about our houses, and the whole time Doug's going like, "In my room." Oh my god, wouldn't that be the best thing in your room? Just like a full size Iron Man costume. Yeah, and we're just thinking like,
I have an apartment and I can keep all my shit in my room.
Even in Doug's like wildest dreams, he still only has one room. Oh yeah,
I like to hoard it all. I like to have it all near me,
right there.
It's all mine, and I can grab it anytime I want.
The beauty of an apartment is there's beauty in an apartment though. Like, it's just a space for you. You don't have to fucking
The best IKEA furniture is like frat your college living, like all the stuff that they make really really small for dorms, and the they make tons of like bunk beds, bungalow beds, and shit like that. It's all the coolest stuff.
Apartments. No, I like smaller.
I like my house. Like the nice little small.
The cozy basement. That's what I was getting at. Like my apartment, the living room is so cozy. Everything's like furnished well.
It is.
And it's nice and tight. You light a candle in there, shut the lights off, and everything's illuminated like perfectly.
You know what? I've been living here since June, and I want to say elapsed time I've spent hanging out in that living room is probably like 6 hours. Like, I never
just been in
my room.
I love that fucking movie.
The other day when we recorded the Star Wars podcast, after you guys left, I was just sitting out here with my laptop, and I was like, this is kind of nice. I'm usually just in my room, like, on my desk, just...
With your what are the other things you wanted there? Like the fucking you wanted to like the wizard's lair with your like enchanting center and station. You want like beaver skulls, fox skin rugs,
an old tome. That's how I want to decorate my room.
I have a question. The prop was it a game or movie or just
yeah
a movie?
It was a lot of
game or movie.
I missed that episode. So I thought it was just prop. There's one thing that I want so fucking bad. I don't know if any of you mentioned it. It was Master Chief's armor.
Oh yeah,
none of us said that.
Wearable armor.
Yeah, there's so many.
Forward onto Don.
Yeah, when they suit him up,
armor
holy
is incredible.
Shit.
Like the guy who plays him is like 7 foot fucking two. Like the guy. And the armor, he says, weighs like 60 pounds, but yeah.
Yeah, I could walk around.
At the comic book convention this year, there were some pretty good...
That's what I'm saying. There's like ones that you could buy, and they're like $850, but they're fitted for you, and they're amazing. They're like...
I feel like Master Chief is
that would be me Halloween
it's
year
time. I feel like it's time sensitive though. Like, is Master Chief going to be relevant in 15 years?
There's four games.
He's Microsoft's Mario.
Is Darth Vader relevant now? People still dress as
that's what I'm saying. That's a little bit different. Like
Star Wars has been around longer.
Star Wars is bigger than Halo.
Yeah, but Star Wars has only been around
30 years.
I think Halo to the gaming universe is Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, you think Halo has longevity? It's going to be around for 20 years.
Let's put it this way: they just started
their second trilogy,
and we had the 10-year anniversary.
And Microsoft this week said that it's like the biggest entertainment franchise that they have, not just like Microsoft Studios or Xbox, but Microsoft
the company. Yeah. Wow, that's
it's the most expensive game they've ever made.
How is
probably
it?
The most
I'm excited to see how much
made.
Halo 4 was like cost to make.
Yeah.
You know what? I wonder now that Bungie is no longer involved. Was it Bungie who was given the pushback for the Halo movie, or is it Microsoft?
Microsoft.
They
did not want to deal. At all.
Yeah, they didn't want to deal, and they wanted full creative control. And
which is a great idea.
Yeah, that'll
yeah,
only make them.
They might not have the best idea, right? Like
seeing this Forward Unto Dawn thing makes me wonder why they haven't done a Halo movie.
Yeah, I agree with that. It seems pretty simple.
Is there a good video game movie?
Neil Blomkamp was making the movie. There was like 7 months of him making the Halo movie, and after a while, there were so many like stipulations with the contract. Mm. That he was just like, I can't even do it anymore. I don't even want to do it. And everything fell out.
Yeah. Microsoft bullied him, and then
they wouldn't move. They wouldn't budge on what they wrote.
And he pulled out and made the best sci-fi movie of the last decade.
Which is?
District 9.
Yeah. Using the same prompts.
All right. Of the last decade?
All right.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's...
No, absolutely. I don't dispute that.
Don't dispute that.
That movie's incredible.
Yeah. I just realized this week. You guys probably all know this, but Weta did all the weapons for that?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, like,
I didn't know that.
Peter Jackson produced, Neil Blomkamp directed, Weta working on the design. That would have been the best fucking Halo movie. You can't ask for a better
That's
the dream team.
No, you know what, there was I don't want to narrow it all the way back down, but I think Sam Raimi making the first Spider-Man movie was the push that comic book movies needed. It definitely changed the frame of comic book movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a little bit different now. We've had other iterations, like Nolan did like push it even further.
Yeah.
You've got like the Iron Man, they pulled that off pretty well.
That's a really good point.
But that would have been what made video game movies the thing that comic book movies are today. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I think that's a really good point.
Comic book movies are their own genre. That would have pushed video game movies into the next.
Video game movies like aren't at their full potential at all yet.
Well, there's been Doom, there's been Resident Evil,
Max Payne,
horrible.
Yeah, we talked
all about bad
the
movies.
Mass Effect movie.
Is that happening?
Gordon Fairley.
Don't look forward to it.
I have a quick second prop as well, the Warthog. If anyone ever saw the video of the live,
it works and they drive it.
I would fucking drive that shit to work every day. Like people. Can you imagine the looks you would get?
Yeah, but you live in Windsor, Ontario. Are you going to drive in the winter?
No.
Fucking
be my summer car.
What do we get, like 6 months of winter? You guys believe
this?
Hold on.
It'll be snowing until April.
It could be like a Jeep. You could just put like...
If you're wearing Master Chief's armor while riding it, we'd be so fucking...
Okay, but...
not to worry about any temperature.
That's true.
Not to take over, but I have a lot of... emotions towards Mass Effect, and you know this. I think I feel like you all know this.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a movie. You can't do it.
Well, they're trying.
Can't do it.
It's been greenlight, and they're pushing it. Like
it's gonna be shit.
Well, listen to this.
It will be shit.
I promise you.
Who was hired to write it, and then they lost him? Do you remember who wrote it?
Thor and Iron Legend.
No, I looked into
no.
it.
That's the new guy?
No. That was the guy that left.
I'm happy.
I really like Thor and Iron Legend.
I Am Legend?
Okay, I haven't seen Thor, but I Am Legend.
I don't like Thor, but I agree with you on I Am Legend.
Okay, but that guy quit. And then they just hired the effects genius behind...
No, he was... He did, like, copywriting for the show Rescue
Me.
He's a self-proclaimed Mass Effect.
The thing about it is it's not a movie. It's not... it will be to regular people... But to me, it's not a movie. Like, even in the... If you go to the menu and you look at the codex, there's, like, thousands of hours of recordings on not only each species of alien, but each, like... The indoctrination theory alone, there's an hour talk, like, just in-game talk about
it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is there really?
Yeah,
because you can go into... Like, how deep can you go into some of those dialogue trees?
I've never even done that.
Anytime there's a dialogue to the left,
that guy's
I skip
voice
it.
Starts talking, and he's like...
Yeah.
The Vorcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they explain and
It's true. It's true. It's boring, but
as soon as he opens his mouth and you're like, oh, this one's interesting. The Protheans.
But
an ancient race. And like, next.
So
you get the new thing that comes up in the I'm like, I look at everything quickly.
No, you're right. You're right. To me, even like I love the universe and I can't fucking stand that guy. but but I know that there are like thousands of hours of recording, and the guy Drew Karpyshyn or whatever his name is, Canadian guy, who
self-proclaimed.
He wrote the books. He wrote.
He's connected to Knights of the Old Republic. He wrote Knights of the Old Republic 1, and he wrote a book on Revan. He wrote a book on Revan too. Like, this guy's incredible.
He wrote a book on Revan,
and they fired him for number 3. They fired him midway Mass Effect 3. The original storyline was the Reapers are. They've found out about this substance called, I think it's dark matter or dark energy. And this is slowly, like, and in real life, this exists.
Yeah.
And it's slowly swallowing up their galaxy. So their whole thing was, the Reapers had a rhyme to what they're, like, the rhyme and reason to what they were doing. It wasn't just to stop chaos. Yes. It was to stop chaos and create order, but also to try and find a way to stop this dark matter from taking over their galaxy. And with the human Reaper, it was kind of their last, their best shot, because it was so, the humans are so versatile. And they thought that they were the best shot at stopping it. Now, there was a point where after he was fired, he was pissed. Like, this guy went on his Twitter account, eventually like deleted all the posts, but he has a full script. And everything was associated with the indoctrination.
Is that when they said the story leaked?
Yep.
Wow.
It was taken off because he has like a no...
Non-competition agreement.
And his whole thing was the indoctrination theory. How do you not follow that? Saren was Shepard. Saren is just a specter who was supposed to look into this story, the same story. Like, Saren is Shepard. They're the same exact storyline and what their missions were supposed to be. But Shepard, and that's where the end kind of made sense to me, where he's indoctrinated.
The whole, like, once you get hit by the Reaper, the rest of it is indoctrination?
Long exposure, prolonged exposure. Like, remember...
That's so much cooler, though.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, in the first game, he activates that thing. That's when the indoctrination starts.
There are other creatures that... And there's a DLC that kind of helps the indoctrination theory, too, that they released for 3. Which is retarded.
Well, everybody got pissed at the ending, and they're like,
"Yeah, shit, but they released." But they didn't. They were given the option to go with the indoctrination theory, and then they said no because they didn't want to change the ending. But then a month later, they released another DLC that supports
if they went full on indoctrination, then it would truly be the end of Shepard's story. And I think they wanted to give hope that there could be a fourth game,
There's a fourth game.
But Shepard's story should end, though. And
it does. You're not Shepard. They said that you're not Shepard.
Why does he wake up? Why do they make Shepard wake up? He wakes up in the good ending.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
He's alive.
He is?
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Oh, you spoiled it for me.
If you're good all the way through.
Spoiler alert for Mass Effect 3? What are we, 5 months now?
Well, I'm just saying it, but he...
Oh, okay.
And he's
there's like a.
For my game, he's dead too. But there's an ending where the last thing.
Am I the only one who was good in this game?
I was good, but if you choose,
what the fuck was it? What was the ending?
The Paragon or Renegade?
I went.
No, you can.
Oh, dude, and another like crazy thing.
I died.
There's a third or like a fourth ending where you do nothing. And do you remember the Reaper from number 2? What was his name?
Sovereign.
The little boy all of a sudden gets pissed, and in Sovereign's voice, he's just like, he says something to
you. This is if you stand there and do nothing?
Yeah. Awesome. You can decide to do nothing, and then Sovereign just, you realize that it's just Sovereign talking to you the entire time.
Oh!
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh my god.
That's really cool.
Hey, Doug, congratulations. The Mass Effect trilogy being released for PS3.
Yeah.
So you can finally play Mass Effect 1.
I've never played Mass Effect 1. Yeah, I've played 2 and 3.
One's the best one.
One's the best story. One's the only one with story.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it is just you're in the middle of a battle.
But I feel like that game at this point is unplayable.
Exactly. It is.
So, no way. I've played it so many times.
I'll go back and play it. And the loot factor, how did they lose that?
Okay, I'm not going to wait 10 minutes to load every time I want to go on a
fucking loot. No, it's going to be.
I'm sure they'll fix it. It has to be up to that.
Yeah, Mass Effect 1, I'll check out the Mass Effect 1 with a little bit of patience, and it's great. It gets you through the story, and that is the entire story of the trilogy.
And they have loot style gameplay where you can pick up loot.
Look at the talk with Sovereign in the first Mass Effect.
Is it Sovereign? No, it's not. Is it Sovereign?
Yeah.
Yeah, you talk to Sovereign like
you
like
kill Sovereign at the end of the.
I thought there were two different. No, you kill.
What's the story in one?
Sure.
You kill Sovereign
at the end of the first game.
So who's the second Reaper then?
There is no second Reaper.
No, just there's two different Reapers.
Reaper?
The Reaper and the number two you're talking to.
They always talk like through Sovereign.
Oh, no. That one's not Sovereign.
Saren?
It's a separate Reaper. It's
I'm so confused now.
Oh, no. He's a collector. Okay.
No.
Like the leader of the collectors?
No. Yeah. Remember at the end where he says, I'm releasing this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another collector. Control. Yeah. That's another collector that was. Dude, indoctrination theory. The entire thing. Drew Karpyshyn wrote the entire thing to be on indoctrination. And that's cool. An amazing storyline, and they just fired him.
Hopefully the movie's
well, good. They forced him into the dark.
That would have been...
But all this stuff can't be explained through movies. That's why I don't think there'll be...
No, I feel like that would actually kind of suck, because you're playing like over three games as one character.
But to break the indoctrination, though, would be amazing.
Yeah, to break the indoctrination. Yeah. Everything I was doing was just... they did that in BioShock.
This is where
it's like Catholicism.
This is where the storyline makes sense and your decisions make sense. So if you're bad, you don't break the indoctrination and
crazy. Yeah.
But if you're good, then you find a way to break it. Like that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just a quick time event to get to the good.
So let's move along. That was a good discussion on Mass Effect. I really, really like that trilogy. I'm looking forward to the future of Mass Effect. I'm really excited for that. I was actually considering, now that I've the games that I sold, obviously now I have the want to play them. Skyrim, for one, I could get back into Skyrim. And Mass Effect, somewhere down the line, I might get the Wii U version and play through it, because it's like the complete version, right? All the DLC is on that. Yeah. So like maybe when it's like $20 in a couple of years, I'll buy it for Wii U.
Play it with the weird controller.
Yeah. But moving along, so the next one would be your musical clip. So I think I've got a clip here of Fano's number one. See, is this truly your number one, or is it just the easiest to find?
No, I had another one I chose was from the N64 game Shadows of the Empire. The level where you play was it IG-88 or whatever. Like with the trains and like that for me, but it's not the best song. But for me, like gets me pumped. I'm like, yes, I'm fucking
Do you know when that's on in the actual movies?
Yeah, at the end of Empire Strikes Back, when they pick up Luke.
It's there, but it's also on Hoth when they're looking for Luke and Han. They're scaling the desert to look.
You're right.
My god, it is. Yeah.
When they're like, he's just there's like mountains, and he's just like hugging the mountains. No sight of him yet.
Dude, you just blasted me back to the past.
It's the best fucking movie. This one, I think, is.
Yeah, I know. I hated that boss.
This one for me is the opposite of yours. I didn't want to choose that one. Is probably my favorite, like the Luke's theme.
Yeah.
This one is kind of the complete opposite of it. And
are we on here? Why don't we just play it?
Just play the theme, yeah. And if anyone can get it.
It wasn't playing the whole song there.
What's that from?
No, it's not the entire song. That's just the scene.
You know what? I'll play the clip that where it's like dun 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 dun.
That's the famous part.
Yeah, Williams made the entire thing for episode 2. The entire song was for episode 2. They cut that part out and used it for the march to the Jedi Temple, where Anakin has to go and wipe out the rest of the Jedi.
I feel like, that song brought me to where the battle droids come out, and there's the Gungan and battle droid battle.
Yeah, you would think it's something like that, but maybe they did use it for that. I'm not sure.
You hear the marching almost, right?
It's like a legion of stormtroopers behind him, and like that's the part where he's about to kill like the
Order 66.
Yeah. That's it. Like Palpatine has set everything in place, and like, it's just amazing.
My wife still gets choked up during Order 66. She, when, and especially she really likes Plo Koon. She can't even watch
General Plo Koon.
Plo Koon, no!
Especially Clone Wars brings you a lot closer to Plo Koon.
Yeah.
So that
it's so much funner going and watching the prequels now that Clone Wars exists.
And but man, Star Wars Obi-Wan for original Xbox brought me close to Plo Koon.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to side with Chad on that one.
What was it called? Jedi Duels or whatever?
Breakouts.
We played that for so long. That was where
I think
Smash was invented, I think. Yeah, for me. Chad beats me in the Jedi duel.
Mace is back, sucker!
Oh. And you just smash it?
We play Mace versus Mace. And whoever won, we'd yell, Mace is back, sucker. And whip the control.
Do I do all rakes? Star Wars tangent now? Do you want to...
Did you hear the Star Wars episode? Did you listen to that?
Yeah, I listened.
What'd you think about my theory?
What was your theory again?
My theory the villain in it is Darth Plagueis. It's kind of like a Sauron thing where he isn't fully destroyed and he's not living but can control certain elements of the Force. And he's the cause of all Sith.
I'm not sure.
They set out to abolish him.
The thing about this is, like, he's so fucking, like, spot on with the stories about Plagueis. And I'm not even sure that he's fucking read anything about it.
I am so...
Who? Me?
Yeah. You were just fucking like...
So, have the stories that I've heard about Sidious, they're actually about Plagueis? Or
what? I haven't read any stories about it. That was just my theory.
The Star Wars universe beyond the movies, well, even the movies, borderline on, like, there's that thin line between sanity and insanity, and I think there's a similar kind of thing between...
Yeah.
Now, the Plagueis story is kind of the same, where... And you mentioned, like, the story of twos, or the rule
of
twos.
Yeah, the rule of two.
He was kind of the first one to disagree with the rule of twos. Oh, his master was, like, strict on all the Sith rules. But his master was, like, playing him. Because his master had another apprentice. Like, the entire time, his master's just feeding him shit.
But hold on. Like, this is going to be a lot of good storytelling. Is this all in the book, possibly?
The Plagueis book, yeah.
Okay, because that book got George Lucas's seal as canon.
Sorry, can you explain to me what this book is?
There was a new book. I think it was released in August.
Or very recently,
About Darth Plagueis.
About Plagueis' story and his relationship to Palpatine. And you can see, like, where the rest of the stuff... But yeah, Lucas was, like, a big fan of this book, apparently.
So you've read it?
I haven't read it. I'm going to pick it up, but the Wikipedia summarizes stuff that pretty much isn't summarizing. It's, like, telling you the entire story. So I kind of know everything already.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing. He said it was going to be completely original, not related to any... EU stuff before, but the fact that he put his seal of approval on these things, like, might be something like a look into what's to come.
Interesting.
I need, like, a solid 2 weeks of, like, Star Wars refreshment. Like, watch all of them and then watch all of Clone Wars and just...
It's amazing. Yeah.
I'm rewatching them all.
You're not the only person to say that. I was listening to an IGN podcast recently and they were saying something about how Clone Wars is not just for kids. Like, there's a story there for us.
It's rated PG.
You'll get maybe, like, if there's 22 episodes a season, you'll get 15 great episodes.
Yeah.
And the other ones are kind of like, okay.
R2-D2, C-3PO.
Yeah, you'll get side stories, but, like...
Well, Sherry's Son has season...
More than half of every season is, like, good stuff.
Yeah. I watched an episode and I was watching it.
Like, and the thing, too, is now in a season of Clone Wars, you'll only get, like, 5 or 6 stories because they're in four episode arcs now.
Okay.
So, like, there was one about a set of clones had to rebel against their general, their Jedi general.
Yeah, that was a good... That was good.
And, like, showing that the clones... Yeah, they are, like, clones.
I can remember the
but they... Some of them have different... Like, some of them are able to go over that and have willpower beyond their generals.
Yeah.
And it's showing, like, how Order 66 was not, like... This giant thing. There has been derelict Jedi before who were swayed by the dark side, and the clones had to overcome and take over those Jedi.
What are they called?
And they're just planting the seeds of like the Jedi being pushed out.
I feel like there was an episode where they found a clone who was living on a planet on a farm.
Yeah, and like he was in the Battle of Geonosis, and he was left, like, his battalion was taken out.
Felucia, right?
Yeah. The battalion was taken out, but he fled. And they found him in a later episode, and he just had, like, a family.
Yeah.
But he was a clone.
The episode that I had watched was Anakin's got his apprentice, that girl.
Yeah.
Ahsoka. And there's I don't know, there's droids attacking a city and there's like this energy field and they go in this box or whatever.
That's the movie.
Is it the movie?
That's
No, that's there's
and they go by all the droids and then they destroy the defenses for the shield and then they take
that's in the movie.
It probably is the movie. But I watched that and I was like, that's pretty cool.
Maybe I'm just confused.
I was into it. I watched it and I was into it.
And that's the movie was what they made first. It's gotten a lot better since then. I mean, Ahsoka's not she's aged maybe quite a bit. And she's not
She was really immature and like
She's
got some depth to her now. Where she'll have the moments where she's still a girl. Like the latest episode she feels like romantically for this guy. But then there are episodes where she's just a complete badass.
The coolest story arc I saw, I think it was in season 3, when it's like Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Ahsoka's ship gets trapped in this weird planet where it's like the Force is there.
Oh,
and they want Anakin to stay there.
Yeah.
That was what sold me on the Clone Wars.
That was an amazing story.
With the brother and the sister. Yeah. The one, Sam.
And then there was the father.
Can I borrow yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same guy. And,
same guy, yeah. The guy who plays Starkiller.
That guy's awesome. Yeah. He does Palpatine.
You were mentioning those games. You were mentioning that he is the guy who does Darth Maul's voice.
Yeah, he's
Darth Maul's voice.
And you're saying his voice acting was ridiculous? Like,
he does a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show, man. It's a good, like I say, you're not going to get every episode great, but there's 22 a season, maybe 15 of them are really
20 minutes
good.
Long. You know,
there's a point where Darth Maul is like kind of just insane. And
well, I watched the one episode of Eros and he was a spider, and I was like, that is funny.
Yeah, that's the part where he's insane, but like, it's not like you kind of like.
I caught mid episode.
It's stupid, like, the whole thing is stupid, but then you hear him speak, and like, this guy's actually insane. This guy's good at voice acting.
Alright.
I'm sorry, we cut you off with the Plagueis thing. Plagueis, so like, you care to?
I feel so passionate about it because it's fucking awesome. Like Plagueis. Okay, so Plagueis' master told him to like follow all these rules. The rules of two was one of them, and he disagreed with it. He was like, I want to control the galaxy. Which is where his relationship with Palpatine makes sense, because Palpatine was like a...
Was Palpatine a politician first?
His family are politicians, but he hates his father. Palpatine hates his father, so Plagueis helps him kill his entire family, and then he's pretty much the next in line to be, like, the political leader of their family. Like, that's it.
I read a comic book about that. There was somebody who was going to be Chancellor of Naboo, and he had him assassinated.
Yeah. And Plagueis, the thing about Plagueis is, like, he learns the ability from his master about creating new life, and he tests it on the other apprentice. Because Plagueis, like I said, his master behind his back had another apprentice, even though he told him the rule of two was, like, don't break this.
Yeah.
And so he ends up killing both of them, starts teaching Palpatine, but the thing about it is, and this is where it's really cool, because I think Lucas, the whole thing he tried to do was he tries to relate it to real life, whereas the Jedi see it as a religion, the Sith see it as like a way for political power. Plagueis saw it as a form of science, like as a form of biology, like I could just create life and then I'll rule the galaxy because I can create life. So what he does, him and Palpatine for a time, they kind of expel their dark energy over the universe. And he learns out later that at the time they were doing that, Anakin was conceived.
So yeah, I heard like Plagueis was not aware that Anakin existed, but Sidious learned about this.
Sidious learned about it and told him about Anakin, and Plagueis kind of like pushed it aside as like whatever, it didn't work.
This seems interesting. What are you guys referring to? What is this in? What is Plagueis in?
He just has
Plagueis was Palpatine's master.
Palpatine's master.
And he's only mentioned
in the Emperor.
He's only mentioned briefly in the movies.
Okay, yeah. So where do you even get into?
We think that there's gonna be a connection.
There's a book on him.
We think there's gonna be a connection into the 7, 8, 9 featuring Plagueis or Sidious.
So Plagueis kinda thinks that his experiment didn't work, like nothing worked, but Palpatine learns of it, and Plagueis finds out about Anakin, learns about him, he's like, oh, this guy isn't whatever. Then Plagueis sees everything at work, like sees the pod race, and like he's behind
Plagueis the scenes. Plagueis is alive?
He's alive. And he orders Palpatine to order Darth Maul to kill Qui-Gon Jinn so he doesn't get a hold of him. That was the whole reason for like killing Qui-Gon Jinn, because he thought, like, the Jedi thought the Chosen One was just this religious figure. Plagueis thought the Chosen One would be the way to, like, if he could turn him, that he could rule the galaxy. Now, Palpatine just saw it as, like, political. Like, if I get him, I can be strong politically. Hmm. So it's insane.
I'm not sure I like where this is going.
No, man. It's good.
I don't like that Plagueis is around, because this rule of two thing, why does Palpatine have an apprentice if there's the rule of two?
But Palpatine also has... Does he have... Because they don't really make reference to it, because Palpatine might have broken that rule too, with having...
But you said Plagueis ordered Sidious to that ordered Maul.
Yeah.
So that's three.
But Plagueis broke the rule.
Plagueis didn't think the rule of three was legitimate.
Yeah, the rule of two was...
The rule of two, sorry.
So he was okay with his apprentice having an apprentice?
He felt... No, he wants an army. He feels like, why would I just have two people? You can't rule the galaxy with two people. Right? But his master was like so kind of... He taught him that you have to follow these rules. This is the way of the Sith. And meanwhile, his master... Because there are no rules to being a Sith. You're just bad.
By the way, look, can I just interrupt? Is the book the Sith Holocron? Is that the book we're talking about? Because they have the Jedi
manual. Plagueis. It's called Plagueis.
Okay. Sorry.
So that's kind of where he went. He didn't think of it. Found out that his master had another apprentice too. So the rule of three was already broken at this point. Or the rule of two.
Why is the story for Star Wars so fucking cool outside of the movie?
It's fucking incredible.
Movies are about the Skywalker family. That's it. That's all you're going to see is what is relevant to the Skywalker family.
But all this stuff is like feeder to the Skywalker family.
Yeah, I know. Even in episode two and three, there was significant scenes and they were filmed and edited about the birth of the Rebel Alliance, but it had nothing to do with Anakin Skywalker, so they took him out.
Really?
And that's what's crazy about this.
So why aren't they doing extended films like they did with...
I don't know. They just didn't
have
do that.
Fucking hour longer Star Wars for each episode, and they'll be like...
I don't know. They just did all.
Like the movie Troy. The movie Troy sucks. Get the fucking director's cut or the extended edition. It's a 45 minute longer movie, and everything that's taken out is solid, and it becomes a good movie.
I'll use this to segue out of our Star Wars talk, and I was going to talk about a movie, but I'm going to cut it extremely short. I watched the extended cut of The Green Lantern.
Oh!
I just want to say one thing about that movie. They never, never in the history of cinema has a movie had the amount of assets, the amount of money, the amount of decision making, freedom to do what they needed to do, and failed so hard.
We were looking at the at work. Also,
it's horrible.
I have a suggestion for you guys later for something, but at work we were looking at the biggest bomb movies of all time, and that was like in the top 10.
It's a disaster. Yeah. I can't believe
for
that.
Like money lost.
All they had to do
is Waterworld number one.
No. I think we were making a joke about fucking Stealth with Jamie Foxx.
Oh.
And we fucking looked it up and we saw that it was on the top 100 movies that had lost the most money as far as their budget went. Yeah. Like,
what was number one?
I think it was Stealth.
No, but like Green Lantern had anything, and like they were like the Marvel movies were already in full steam,
right?
And they're just like, this is going to be our flagship. It is a colossal failure.
Flagship. Oh my god.
Every scene. I rented it just to get. I got it from the Dollar House, so it only cost me $1, and I rented it just to give it the benefit of the doubt. And I put it on, and it was like, No. Scene for scene, it gets worse and worse and worse.
I want to like Ryan Reynolds so much.
I can't. Oh my god! And like
fucking terrible.
And I was like, either it's like that fucking the fresco, that painting. It's like either it is a colossal like failure, like just disgusting piss on the world, or it is the greatest practical joke of all time. Right. Or something, like they gave somebody the keys to the Green Lantern fucking franchise,
that movie is,
and he was like,
so
I'm gonna run it into the ground.
It's almost so bad it's good.
No,
it's not that at all.
It's
it
not even that.
So bad.
The biggest troll in the
world. It's 2 hours of your life gone. It's black. It's dark matter. It's time of your life.
Up redundant. Your soul.
I'd like to say how I watched that movie. I downloaded the cam version of it while it was still in theaters, and the version I had was like the greediest, shittiest thing ever. There's 10 minutes of the movie where the guy drops his camera on the floor, and it's just black, and all you can hear is dying. Dialogue.
You kept watching it.
I watched the whole
fucking
biggest troll I've ever heard.
So fucking bad.
That's
and that is like potentially the coolest superhero.
I watched it the way it was meant to be seen, and he's not the coolest superhero. No. Last week you said that DC was cooler than Marvel, and I've completely... I was like, okay, I'll take your word for it, but... I'm flipped.
What does DC have besides Superman
and Batman?
DC has cool superheroes, DC, man.
Listen to me. I'm going to get shit on for this. Batman's gay.
What? Are you retarded?
Batman is kind of shitty. Yeah, but the movies are good.
No, but he's the best. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but just those...
All these other guys are hiding behind their superpowers. Well, this guy's like, no, fuck it. I'm mortal, and I have no powers, but I'm still going to fucking stand up to your ass.
Think
like,
about the Batman universe. His stupid villains.
Yeah, Batman does. The movies
he's cool
are great.
In the Justice League.
The movies are great.
The original Bane was like the Bane in the movie.
You ever seen those there's a cartoon thing. It's like Superman and Batman always sitting in a diner. And Superman just shits on Batman all the time.
Have you seen that? Yeah. They do. It's how it should have ended. And there's a episode
it is the
of,
funniest thing. It just it points out how bad Batman really is.
They chirp freaking Spider-Man for it too. They do an episode where Batman and Spider-Man are both chirping him. They both chirp the last scene in Spider-Man where it's like, oh, not all promises are meant to be kept.
Spider-Man 3 was so horrible.
So shit.
Have you seen the new one yet?
I downloaded it. I'm watching it right now, actually.
It's going to be out in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, but...
remember when they said when we first did it?
September's coming out.
It's coming out.
Okay, so... I can't...
Go from there.
All right, so...
Do you agree with my pick at all?
I can see your point. I really, really can. Like, I'm a... Okay, so like part of me super giant nerd, like
yeah,
I'm ready to see everything that's great like coming my way.
Yeah.
And then another half it's like I really do appreciate filmmaking and the subtleties that go in that are involved. So I can see your point, but let's unveil your number one movie that you didn't like that everyone else seems to be in love with.
The fucking Avengers.
What?
Are you guys fucking serious?
Are you fucking serious?
This is the biggest piece of shit movie I have ever seen.
Oh my god!
I was watching this movie and wanted to puke.
What?
Because people were loving it around me. There's no fucking story whatsoever. Zero. Zero story. Okay, so Thor's brother, who's pissed, just wants to take over the world. Like, that makes no sense. Why does fucking... What is his name? Loki? Want to fucking take over Earth?
He wants to be a ruler. He wants to be king, like his brother.
He wants to show them that he can rule.
But it's Earth. Like, no one cares. Even the Avengers don't even really care about Earth. Most of them, anyway.
I don't... Like,
Captain America only cares about America because he's a fucking... He's Captain America.
He's racist.
And Iron Man is actually...
He's an ideal.
He's a really in-depth character because he's the type of guy you see at, like, a club and you're like, oh, this guy's a fucking douchebag. But then...
But you learn he's got a heart of gold.
Behind the scenes, you're like, wow, this guy's fucking... He's sitting there like a douche, but everything he's doing is fucking...
What they hide the most in the Tony Stark character is how brilliant he is.
Yeah.
Like, they make him out to be this, like, playboy.
Yeah.
Alcoholic, like, who, you know, just can afford to, like, build this suits or whatever. But he's brilliant. Like, not only... technology wise, but now you learn like in strategy and.
Well, you're talking to Banner.
Yeah, the whole thing with
he's like,
with Tony Stark and Banner is awesome.
Yeah.
It's all like very little tiny geek moments.
There's
that's
three
like,
characters that
oh,
are
Tony Stark
actually,
and Bruce Banner are being scientists together.
There's
cool
three
stuff.
Characters who actually like. Like, there's a part of my mind that's just like, no, man. Like, look at these fucking three characters are awesome. One is Stark.
Yeah.
The second. Would be Banner. And the third, surprisingly, like, I don't know if everyone agrees with me, is Scarlett Johansson as a fucking Black Widow.
Yeah.
When she's sitting there talking to Loki and she's like crying, and then Loki just explains his entire plan. She turns like, around, she's just like, yeah, thanks.
Do you know she had the third most screen time in that movie?
Wow.
She's good.
Characters.
Yeah, she's good as...
Crazy,
like,
eh?
She's good as
okay,
in that movie.
So you think that the movie story is
the story
it's got
sucked.
Its holes and it's dumb. Did you enjoy the ride?
No.
No?
Come on.
Because,
come on,
okay,
man.
Because first of all, they have the toughest time fighting, like, the first big fucking behemoth, and then eight come in, and then they don't have
out.
A problem at all.
Well, didn't Thor, like,
Thor
electrify back them
That's
back.
Another thing. Thor is fucking, gets his ass whooped by the Hulk, but Hulk can't pick up his hammer.
Oh, that is that's huge in comic lore, though. Yeah. Is that nothing
no
can pick
can
up that hammer?
Lift up the hammer, except for
how that, when I saw that. Okay. When I saw that, I was overjoyed.
Maybe I'm ignorant in the fact that I don't know why he can pick it up, but I'm happy it can't be off of pure strength.
Use the word ignorant properly.
Yeah.
And nobody ever does. No. People say, oh, you're being ignorant. But it just means like you're being an asshole.
Yeah, maybe I just don't know what's going on. And I don't know about the storylines, but why can he pick up this hammer?
It's like a magical bond.
It
is. Okay. It's only him.
That's why he can suck it up.
Yeah, no.
It's not that it's just super heavy or something. Yeah.
I guess I'm an idiot for not seeing that. Like
that hammer, like, yeah, that actual scene.
Yeah, when I saw that and like Hulk's arm is like going backwards.
No, that was a cool scene.
Fuck!
Yeah.
There's a whole story about Loki was able to do his mind control on Bruce Banner. And he used the Hulk to try and destroy, like, this other world. He used the Hulk as his monster. And Thor comes in to take him down, right? You know, like, there's going to be repeating stories in Marvel Comics just because that's what they do. They go, like, 5 years, and then they hire a new writer and start over. And they give each writer a new story to tell. But that's always been there. The fact that, like, Thor's hammer is this epic thing that nobody else can tame, that hammer. And like a scene in the movie, they didn't have any time to explain it, but just the fact that you get the Hulk reaching over and grabbing that hammer was huge for me.
I thought so as well.
One of the things I didn't like was there was a lot of that big movie feel where it's just we're doing this because we want to grab that extra person in the crowd who might not be enjoying themselves.
Well, Star Wars.
One was
it's the same thing.
Yeah,
like they're made for a broad audience.
Yeah. One was the agent who died.
Coulson.
And they wanted to, but that guy, I felt his death was actually wrong.
They really did play out his death, and he wasn't really that important.
No, but he should have stayed. Like, they want you to get invested because you see a death and you're supposed to be sad.
He's not a big enough character to die to care.
But
they should have killed Nick Fury.
Nick Fury could have gone because he's a shit character.
Because they have Coulson and Cody Smulders.
One of them could have stepped up.
Yeah, and Sam Jackson could have died in that movie, and it would have been great. Like, they had all these characters. None of them are redundant except for fucking Coulson.
Like,
Of course, he's the guy who
they
dies.
Can't kill off Nick Fury, though. He's too important
but
with
the Avengers.
But
it was so shitty how they played it
up,
too. And you know that...
Avengers 2.
And they were probably sitting at a fucking table, and they were just like, well, how do we kill this guy? Well, he's going to have fucking action hero cards from fucking Captain America, and there's going to be blood on him, and it's going to be the saddest thing ever. Like, that's so fucking shit. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you didn't like the whole thing about the push they needed and stuff. Like,
yeah, it was
cheesy, but I liked it.
Coulson died, and there was no real blood.
No. That the way they played it in the movie after that, the way he used it to get them to band together was good. But I don't know.
I don't like the death got like 4 or 5 minutes of screen time, which I thought was bad. The whole like Coulson trying to be tough, and then he just got stabbed.
That's what it does.
And he shoots the gun, but like Loki is just as much a god as Thor is, and nothing from Earth is going to hurt him.
No.
So I mean, it didn't make any sense.
Okay, so you didn't enjoy the ride. How about the third act?
Yeah, towards the end it started to get really good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Because they cut the
fucking thing in the face.
Yeah, because they cut the lines. They cut the lines of Thor.
I'm always.
Yeah, this is why the movie became good because it picked itself up. Because
for any mediocrity,
all the fucking Hawkeye bullshit was pretty much non-existent. All he did was shoot.
But here's the thing: you're trying to dissect the movie as like a film critic.
There's
not as
too many
geek.
Characters fighting for time. That's the problem. Hawkeye could have been cut out of the movie. Nick Fury.
Hawkeye didn't have a huge part of the movie as it is.
He was kind of pointless.
I'm not going to defend the movie as a movie critic perspective.
My whole thing was I got upset that that was good, but Inglourious Basterds was fucking trampled on.
I just didn't love that fucking movie.
I was the minority.
Oh, well, fuck you. No.
I just didn't.
Yeah, Inglourious Basterds is a masterpiece.
It was a fucking great cinema. I heard about that from everyone. Everyone hyped it up and I saw it.
You just didn't like it?
I didn't see it opening weekend, and I was just kind of like,
I saw that on day one by myself. I was so excited I couldn't find anyone to go with me. And I saw it at the Palace, which is the perfect theater to see that movie at.
Yeah.
No.
Because it's old.
It's a little older. Yeah, no, like the vibe you get from the theater.
Old It worked with that movie. Classic. I just happened to be downtown.
Like at the end of the movie, you're looking for locks on the door. And someone's going to light the fire.
I really felt like that. It made the whole experience.
This is the theater they
I also saw the Grindhouse there, and I felt like it was a similar kind of thing.
Yeah.
Remember that? The two Rodriguez.
What is that place gonna be?
I will say that there were two very engaging scenes in that movie. The opening scene,
yeah,
was amazing. God, I really enjoyed. And then the
I feel like every scene was.
I get one of your points of like you didn't want to read like
that in the bar scene.
Yeah, reading and
the bar scene.
The bar scene was really good too.
That
okay, you know what? You don't want
that is what made the movie like excuse watchable for me. The rest of it, I was just kind of like, eh,
I see a part of your point. I'm just
see a part of your point.
I just like the movie. I think I'm just more biased in the movie, so I don't.
I'm not a huge Tarantino fan. Like I want to be because he's different, and it's like they're cool movies, but they don't always hit home with me. And I'm just like Kill Bill. I don't like either.
Yeah. I liked one, but not two. Parts of one I liked, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really liked it when it came out. Looking back on it, it wasn't the best.
Uma Thurman's a rough choice, but like the first scene where the guy is about to rape her and she fucking smashes his head. I was like, alright, Uma Thurman's
I'm sold. It gets you into Uma Thurman, definitely, for the next two movies. But she was great in Pulp Fiction, just time didn't. Yeah, wasn't on her side.
Overall, I'm not a fan, time but those two sad. Movies are decent.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
so,
what are we moving?
Any other movies? Any other top fives that you did? Or that we need to talk
about? No, that was it for top fives.
Finish the top fives?
That was top five.
Right?
Top fives over.
I have a. Oh, sorry.
What do you got?
My top ones, I guess they were.
Yeah.
Five top ones.
Top five,
top ones. Five top ones.
Yeah.
Your top fives condensed to one.
Yeah.
Top everything.
Yeah, that's five.
These are my tops.
These are my tops.
These are my tops. These are my tops. These are my tops.
So,
hey, so, well, what do you guys want to do for this episode? You want to push into two? What time are we at?
About 55 minutes.
55?
That's not too bad.
We can talk about games for a half hour.
We're talking about games today on the show. We're talking about it because they're all we know. We hope you will join us. You'll be entertained. Cause we fucking love video games.
Yeah.
Yep.
Games.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so
Halo 4, we're camping out tomorrow.
Fucking bright.
I'm done school at 4 PM. I'll be there.
I'm done working at 3, I'm gonna go home and probably take a shit and then go to chat for 8 hours.
So I'll be number one. I'll be the first one.
So I don't understand, there was no pre-order for Halo?
We couldn't pre-order, but if we stay there, we get it.
The way Best Buy works is you can pre-order a copy of the game, but you can't pre-order anything higher than that. You can just get like the regular edition. So if you're there in line, you can get the
collector's. We couldn't even do that though.
So I'm like, fuck it. If I'm early enough, I can get whatever I want regardless because they don't pre-order them.
What's the collector's come with?
Couldn't tell you, but I'm
getting it. It's pronounced Lididididition.
It comes with all the DLC, like all the old map packs.
What kind of toys that get released?
Does it really?
Yeah.
What is there a higher edition?
No.
There's no
helmet?
There's no toys or anything?
No.
There's always toys.
Yeah. I've got the helmet. I've got the Halo Reach.
Yeah, and you hate them all.
They're still on display.
The toys in Reach were great. I mean, the bus is whatever. But
Dan's... the little stuff like that.
Dan's Halo Reach model, like the... The what would you call it?
Sniper rifle?
Yeah.
It's so bent.
What would you call that? The barrel of the gun is like just bent plastic, so it's not a straight barrel anymore.
Just snipe Tim's throne.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's Halo next week, or excuse me, tomorrow night.
I haven't played a game in a little while. It's been a little while since.
Well, when I got back from Florida, the day I got back from Florida, I bought Dishonored. I started playing it. You like it?
No, I heard it was really good, though.
I've heard it's really good as well.
I didn't play a cent.
I played an hour of it, and I don't know why. That's all I played.
Because you buy every game that comes out.
Okay, so I bought it. I played an hour of it, and it was so hyped, and I expected, like, the greatest game ever. Sure. And they said the graphics are so beautiful. It looks like an oil painting.
On PC.
The graphics, to me, look like fucking PS2.
Yeah.
They're not good.
It looked like a shitty version of Bioshock.
And
Okay, you know what? As a Sony fan, I found that PS2 joke offensive. You guys have been making it for a while now, and PS2 had good graphics for the time.
Fine.
Right. Yeah, but compared to now,
that's casual racism.
I'm not saying PlayStation looks bad. I'm saying it's last gen.
I know. I just wanted to make a joke.
Alright, so there's that, and then
PS2 is the ultimate, like, because early PS2 games looked really bad,
but they pushed. Fantavision is a fireworks game.
Oh my god!
Push the right trigger for the fireworks.
Oh, the greatest game.
So you play that game,
the greatest fireworks simulation game of all time.
How could you argue with that?
So everybody's argument for this game, what makes it so good is that it's not linear at all.
You played 1 hour.
I understand this.
A 40-hour game.
It's so bad. It sucks. I didn't... Fuck off. Let me see what I'm
the guns saying. Are bad.
Right,
the levels are bad.
The only thing that I can say about it is everyone's hype was how non-linear it is. You can go in. Each level is like you go and kill your target, and that's you have the city to explore. There's no... It's not linear at all, and I don't like that. Like, there's no guiding anything. There's no tutorial.
Just go do it.
Here it is.
Is it like a mystical Hitman?
It is. It's like a Hitman-esque
game. Is there magic?
Yeah. It's Bioshock and Hitman.
Together.
Now,
bless you.
Excuse me. I don't
know. Good sneeze.
I'm going to give it another shot, but it's not going to be for a while considering Halo comes out.
Yeah.
The following week is Call of Duty, and everyone I know here doesn't like that, but...
Ain't buying it.
You have to play it.
The campaigns are phenomenal. They're always great.
Yeah, those campaigns are usually really good.
So,
yeah, but aren't they getting an hour or
so? I got a Best Buy scan. Chad and I did a Best Buy scan this week. I have $189.
Oh, tell me about the scan.
Let me hear.
We'll wait for the scan. We'll wait for the scan. So I've got that. So I'm not going to be able to play Dishonored for a while either. I had Resident Evil 6. Returned it. I didn't even play it because it's so bad. Didn't even open it.
Nice.
Thanks, Sandy. And then... What else did I play? Oh, and I've been playing Assassin's Creed 3.
Desmond from
Assassin's Creed is Aaron Hillman. Like, every time the game comes out, it looks more like Aaron.
Yeah, he does look just like just like that guy.
Really?
Especially, like, from behind.
Yeah.
Like, the
new native one?
Yeah,
the
native guy? Desmond. The guy who's in present day looks just like Aaron Hillman.
Desmond Miles.
Every game that comes out, it looks more like Aaron. Are you guys gonna go?
Yeah.
Alright.
Come on!
Anyone come for the ride?
Two beers.
Let's go get a hot and ready.
Let's go get the coffee.
Can we put a dollar each in?
Yeah.
Where's the nearest Little Caesars?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
See?
No, there's
How much is a pizza at Pizza Plus?
How cheap as fuck?
$10?
Oh my god, you know what I saw on the way here?
$2
each? In my life? I saw a squirrel shit.
Yeah, I've never seen that either.
You're shitting. You're sitting on the sidewalk or on a curb.
I've never seen a squirrel shit.
His ass over the side onto the road, and he was eating a little nut, and his tail went up, and it was like, it's like,
interesting.
Hey, I've never seen that.
Oh, the mysteries of the universe.
No one has ever seen a squirrel.
It'd
shit.
Be funny if that was on like Planet Earth.
David Attenborough's
shit. Yeah,
the squirrel is shitting.
The rally scene. Squirrel poop.
Was he but a hobby?